It is time for the Morning Mindset. Once again, thanks for taking the time to set your mind right for this day. Let's not think about tomorrow or the rest of the week. Let's think about today, because today is the day you've got to live right now, isn't it? Your mindset, your belief in what God says about himself and about you and about the way the world works is key to you living this day successfully. And so the Morning Mindset is here to encourage you in that direction. We've been doing so most recently by talking about this concept of wisdom and taking some insights out of the scriptures from the book of Proverbs, because Proverbs is known as a wisdom book. It is indeed a wisdom book. And the wisest man who ever lived, Solomon, is the one who wrote the book. And he is giving these Proverbs, which are general statements of wisdom that apply in most circumstances. In chapter 8 of the book of Proverbs, Solomon gives us this very interesting approach to thinking about wisdom. He personifies wisdom. He characterizes wisdom as a woman who is calling out to people around her and exhorting them, encouraging them to take her advice and to listen to her instruction. Let's read it. This is Proverbs 8, chapter 1, or verse number 1, rather. Does not wisdom call? Does not understanding raise her voice? On the heights beside the way, at the crossroads, she takes her stand. Beside the gates, in front of the town, at the entrance of the portals, she cries out. And here's what she says. To you, O men, I call, and my cry is to the children of man. O simple ones, learn prudence. O fools, learn sense. Hear, for I will speak noble things, and from my lips will come what is right, for my mouth will utter truth. Wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are righteous. There is nothing twisted or crooked in them. They are all straight to him who understands and right to those who find knowledge. Take my instruction instead of silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold, for wisdom is better than jewels, and all that you may desire cannot compare with her. That's a pretty effective way to characterize the value of wisdom, don't you think? To portray it as this woman calling out with this heart of compassion and this yearning for people to live good lives. And by good, I mean blessed lives. Lives that sow good seed and see good crops, returns come from that. That's the kind of life wisdom is aimed at giving us. And God is the one who provides wisdom. We read in the book of James that any of us who ask for wisdom will receive it, because God gives liberally or generously. And here wisdom is crying out. It's like a mother begging with her wayward child to turn, because she can see the destruction that lies ahead if the course the child is on continues. And wisdom is calling to us, to you, to me, says to the children of man. That's us. It's calling us to learn prudence, to learn sense, to hear truth, and not just understand it, but to apply it, to begin taking action. And verse 10 says, take my instruction instead of silver and knowledge rather than choice gold. Because we need to act on what we know, don't we? There's a lot of things in life we know to do. We know is the right way, but we don't go that way. And we wonder sometimes why our lives seem to be full of frustration or seem to be full of things that we can't control. Well, sometimes it's because we've made foolish choices rather than listen to this compassionate voice of wisdom. I want you to think about that today as you head into your day. And we'll talk tomorrow about this chapter 8 of Proverbs, where wisdom is calling out, on the Morning Mindset from Live, Build, Change.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.